A gospel tract from All Nations Gospel Publishers, called, Protection Under the Blood of Jesus, Little Red Ribbons. One Sunday morning, when still a newcomer to Lesotho, I went out into a mountain village. On entering the village, I noticed a hen and 12 chickens running about. I noticed too, that every one of the little chickens has a red ribbon fastened to its back behind its wings. It was such a funny sight to see the little chickens hopping about with their ribbons on their backs. This made me inquire from the owner of the hen why the chickens wore the ribbons. Didn't you know that it is to protect them from being taken by the hawks? Questioned the owner. He told me that as there was no other protection for chickens in that bare and woodless country, the hawks would fly down from the surrounding mountains and take one chicken after another, but if they had a red ribbon tied to their backs, they were unharmed. I thought deeply about this matter, and while I was on my way to the church where I was to preach, I felt that God had given me the sermon for that Sunday morning. Before starting to preach, however, I asked the congregation whether it was correct that the little red ribbons would, without fail, protect the little chickens from being taken by the hawk or any other wild bird. They assured me that the hawk had never yet taken a chicken wearing a red ribbon. I was also told that if red ribbons were tied to the backs of 10 chickens and the 11th had no red ribbon, the hawk would swoop down and take the ribbonless chicken from among all the others. This encouraged me to speak on the protection that we, as Christians, have under the blood of Jesus Christ. Just in the same way as the children of Israel were protected from the destroyer by the blood of the Lamb which was sprinkled on the doorposts, so we are protected by the blood of Christ. Rahab, the harlot of Jericho, and her father's household and all that were with her, were protected and kept alive through the red cord which she fastened outside the window. The blood of Jesus Christ which purifies us from every sin, 1 John 1:7, certainly has power to protect us from the big hawk, which is the devil. In fact, it is the only true protection against all witchcraft and demon power. In Revelation 12:11 it says, "They won the victory over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the truth which they proclaimed." I have experienced, during 40 years of mission work, that all the attacks of the most powerful witch doctors and evil powers of Satan remain powerless against the protecting power of the blood of Jesus Christ. The fact that the hawk would only take the one that had no red ribbon on its back, from among all the others, shows that salvation is a personal matter. It is not enough that our father, mother, brothers or sisters are saved. Each individual must know for himself that he or she is under the blood of Jesus Christ. It was possible that these red ribbons, being bleached by the sun, would become grayish in color, so that if the ribbons were not replaced by red ones, the hawk would come down and take hold of the chickens in spite of the ribbons. This shows that it is not enough to have been purified by the blood of Jesus Christ and to let this then become a forgotten experience. We must know that we are clean through the blood of Christ and continually under its protection. If your sins are not forgiven and your heart not purified by the blood of Jesus Christ, the big hawk, the devil, is sure to take hold of you. Run therefore to Jesus and confess all your sins to him, and then be sure that if we confess our sins to God, he will keep his promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all wrongdoing. 1 John 1:9, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from every sin. 1 John 1:7, and also delivers us from the power and dominion of sin. The fact that the little red ribbons are fastened to wings reminds us of the wings of prayer which God has given us. Those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles, Isaiah 40:31. This is to say that our faith in Jesus Christ must go together with our prayers, which means that we have to ask God to purify us from sin and to entrust ourselves in prayer to the protection of his blood. Someone asked whether a little green or a blue ribbon would be just as good a protection as a red one, to which I had to reply that our own actions, however fine that may look from the human point of view, cannot protect us from the devil. Isaiah 64:6. In closing, I might just testify that during the last 40 years, I have never heard of or seen the hawk taking a chicken, which had a little red ribbon for protection. Neither have I seen any child of God conquered by the devil, while they remained under the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ. J.R. Geschwind. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you, and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books and tracts in over 540 languages, please send us an email on info@angp.co.za.